Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes. Good morning. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including a new teaching, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and our topic for today is staying power. And our scripture comes from the book of 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 58. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern here on Blog Talk Radio by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my website at feeldfire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. But if 6:30 is too early for you, you can always hear the recording after 8 a.m. on my website, feeldfire.com. Or even better, follow the podcast and the recording will be text straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. You can do so by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 58, reading from the KJV. This word is for you. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now catch this last verse. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Come on and tell the Lord hallelujah for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me right now. Staying power. Anything worth having is worth fighting for, because there is no true gain or no true pain of the process of attaining the goal has been undertaken. I'll say that again. Anything worth having is worth fighting for, because there is no true gain, glory, or ultimate victory where no true pain of the process, in other words, of being developed to attain the goal, has been undertaken. Prioritization and focus are key. You see, if you want it, you got to do more than just go get it. You got to discipline yourself to keep it. I'm talking about staying power. See, it's easy for us to start something. Sometimes it's even easy to get it going and maintain it for a few days or a few weeks or a few months. But the discipline that it takes to keep it moving forever. In other words, to be steadfast and unmovable. That's another story. But if you really want to reach your goals, you're going to have to get some staying power on the inside of you. You see, staying power is it's a powerful thing, because staying power will help you stay focused even when everything else around you is crumbling down. Staying power will help you stay in your lane when everyone else is trying to pull you somewhere else, or when the trials and tribulations and the difficulties of life are trying to pull you to the left when you should be going right, or trying to steer you right when you should be remaining straight. That's where staying power comes in. Staying power says, I know who I am. I know my destiny. I know my purpose. I know my goal. I know my call in life. So I have to stay the course, because I don't want to be a waste. Isn't that good? I don't want all of my years, all of my work, all of my credentials, all of my praying, all of my intercession to be a waste. I don't want all of my planning, all of my tears, all of my heartache, all of my mistakes, all of my sins, all of my faults to have been a waste, because I was never developed. I never allowed myself to undergo the process of the true pain developing me into whom I'm supposed to be. Staying power is what I'm talking about today. Do you have staying power? Are you like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth your leaf in your season? You know, your branches don't, they don't fall off unless you're being pruned or groomed so that new branches can grow. Or are you just like, you know, a little twig that bends to the right, bends to the left, and then breaks off every time a strong wind comes through? Are you like leaves that are just blown away? If it's windy outside, you're blown to the left, you're blown to the right, you're blown up, you're blown down. Or do you have staying power? See, it's important to stay focused. You must know who you are. You must know where you're going. Now, it's important as well to keep this under the alignment of the Word of God, right? Because as we read in that scripture, there's going to come a time when we're going to receive the glory for all of the trials and tribulations we've gone through. Some of us will have died and will be raised, and some will not die and will be caught up in the rapture, and we'll go to see our Savior in peace. Hallelujah. And so will we forever reign with the Lord. But we're not only trying to wait until we die to reign with Jesus, because God has given us the authority to reign here on earth, to be in victory, to walk in victory, to live in victory, to think victoriously. In other words, to accomplish everything that he has for us if we will get some staying power. If we will learn to stop being moved by every distraction, stop getting caught up in everyone else's drama, everyone else into the lives of others. When they have so much drama going on, you have to love, pray, intercede, support, but say, I have no time for this. I can't give mental energy. I can't give emotional energy to someone else's issues to the point where now it has to become my issue. No, I have to have staying power. You have to have staying power. You don't get but one life. Surely you want to attain the goals. Surely. You want to have everything you've been fighting for and fighting about. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. You must have staying power, steadfast power, unmovable power, always working, always abounding, always prioritizing, always focused. But if you have gotten off focus, I encourage you today to get back on focus, because God has something in store for you. Glory. If you will have staying power, if you will discipline yourself, say, I got staying power. Come on, speak it out loud. I have staying power. Say, I will discipline myself today so say it again. I will discipline myself today to reach my goals. Oh, isn't it great to have staying power? Isn't it great to know that God has given you the ability to accomplish whatever it is that he set out for you to do? This is what we do on Morning Motivation. Empower your soul. Tackle real issues. Talk real talk. Because today I am provoking you to do something different, to move forward in staying power. Oh, glory. We don't have but 15 minutes, so we have to get into prayer. I want you just to begin to praise the Lord right now. Just begin to thank him. Say, I have staying power. Oh, hallelujah, Father. We glorify you, Jesus. We magnify you. Father, we thank you for this powerful word. It is empowering us today. It's moving us to a place of discipline, Lord, so that we will have staying power. Father, that in our homes, staying power. In our relationships, staying power. In our ministries, Father, in our jobs, with our children, in our own minds, in our own mental health, in our own visions, staying power. In our ministries and in our churches, in our witnesses, with our colleagues and friends, staying power. Father, in our finances and in our health, staying power. Because we realize that what you have for us is worth having. And because it's worth having, it's worth fighting for. And because it's worth fighting for, it is worth us experiencing and undergoing the process of the true pain of development so that we attain ultimate gain. Staying power is in our lives, Father. Lord, help us to be steadfast. Help us to be unmovable. Help us to be focused. Help us to prioritize. Help us to love and pray and intercede while also understanding we must remove distractions. We must stay in our lane. We must know who we are and what the call is on our lives so that we can, hallelujah, attain the victory. Help us, Lord, with staying power. Now, Father, I come praying for everyone listening. Father, that you will just give them a double dose right now of staying power, a double dose of discipline, Lord, in their own bodies, in our own minds, so that whatever we believe and conceive, we understand that we have the power to effectuate the conduct to attain it. If we'll stay fast, stay steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in you. Father, being about our Father's business, give us staying power. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Come on and praise him. Oh, hallelujah. Come on and magnify him. Say, I have staying power. I'm going to give the altar call, and then we'll end with our task for today. But I need you to still be in the spirit, praising God. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. Welcome to the family of our Lord. Everyone, hallelujah, say, I have staying power. Now, make sure you are tuning in live with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Call in 323-870-4180 or online from my website at feelthefire.com. And make sure you follow by texting the letters MM to phone number 33222 now. Well, our powerful topic for today is staying power. Your task for today is to get some discipline in your life to attain what God has for you. Now, send me your prayer requests and your testimonies to feeldefire.com, FEELDFIRE.com. If you want it, discipline yourself to keep it. I'll see you in the morning.
Eyes haven't seen. Ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.
kind of power do you have? Stay in power. Visit me at www.feeldfire.com. Stay in power. Get some.